Hello, my name is Chris Enns. I run Lemon Productions, a podcast editing and production business, and this is my story. Today is Wednesday, August 7th. No, it's not. It's actually August 30th. That's how long it took me to actually record this episode. So anyways, today is Friday, August 30th, 2019. This episode is a great example of just waiting a little while and maybe things will get better. Maybe a storm will pass or clouds will clear. I know when I started writing this episode up, I was feeling like, what's going to happen? What if I screw up? What if this business, what if this idea, what if getting this office, any of these things is all horribly wrong? I've wasted time and especially money and it all just disappears because of my ineptitude or stupidity or something I do wrong. I guess that's all kind of the same thing. But with time and some sleep and some work getting done, some conversations, all of those things kind of help clear a lot of those kind of clouds for me. The work hasn't changed. And the circumstances haven't changed. The bank account balance hasn't changed dramatically in any way. If anything, the credit card statements that came for the last month mean it's a lot worse than it was when I was going to record. Summer has a way of being way more expensive than you think. And you kind of relax because, at least I do, because it's kind of like everybody else is relaxing. So I feel like I should relax in my job. But the bills don't relax, surprisingly. And so such is life and work. I run a podcast community called Castaways Club. You can find it at castaways.club online. And it's kind of a membership site for people who are interested in podcasting. It's a little different in terms of like people, it's not for people who are trying to like get super successful and make tons of money and market everything. Like there's a bit of that, those kind of conversations, sure, as far as people wanting to grow their podcasts and how to market it and how to get more listeners and that kind of stuff. But it's more for the folks who are also doing other things, and the podcast is not their be all end all, but they do want to have a bit of support and make sure they're kind of like on the right path. And so as opposed to a situation where maybe they'd hire me and consult with me for, you know, hundreds of dollars for a few hours or whatever, they can pay a few bucks a month and join the community. We all kind of help each other out, answer each other's questions. It's not just me that has to answer or is responsible for having the definitive answer for things. There's other community members that can also speak into things. And so that's kind of what I wanted to start. And so for that though, recently I drew up kind of like a State of the Union address or whatever for it, just to like, we'd kind of taken the summer off as you do and stopped. They weren't paying for the last July and August, the last couple months. And so that's going to start up again here in September, and wanted to communicate with them about, you know, here's where I feel like things are at as far as pricing, as far as getting more people, as far as, you know, the community. And as part of that, I, in anticipation of writing that, I guess, I kind of drew up used a MindNode software, mindnode.com, or I forget which one it was on the Mac here, but kind of just like put all the stuff that I'm responsible for, not like specific tasks, but just kind of like the things in general that I'm responsible for and do as part of my business, as part of my hobbies related to my business, and kind of just trying to get a bigger picture of what all is going on and where I'm spending my time and where I should be spending my time and where I shouldn't be and that kind of thing. And part of that, in doing that, just realizing how much there's overlap between. So the three main areas I sort of came up with were, just so if you're new to me and what I do, besides the podcast editing stuff. So Lemon Productions is my business. There's a YouTube channel. There's WordPress websites for clients that I manage. There's podcast clients, which is the majority of my business these days. And there's marketing of my own business. There's admin works for that, invoicing and emailing and things like that. And then there's also a personal Patreon campaign as part of that that's kind of actually related to Good Stuff, which is goodstuff.fm is the podcast network that I run with a friend, Kyle Roderick. And so that has its own admin work, community development, podcasting as well, a Patreon campaign. And then there's, like I said, the Castaways Club, which it also has a podcast. There's admin work there too, server updates, paying bills, moving money around, Patreon campaign for it. Community building, of course, is the primary focus of that. There's a discourse forum as well as Discord chat. So all of those things, and they each have kind of like, you know, sub tasks and things that are there. And so seeing a big picture of it, sort of MindNode mapped out, and I'll include a link to the screenshot of that MindNode just so you can see what it is. But just seeing that all in one big picture form like that, which it was all in my head in some way, but seeing it written out or digitally written out kind of made me realize like I'm way overstretched. And that's a big reason why I can't get to all the things I want to do. And it's obvious, it makes sense, but like all the things that are going on, I need to either do a bit of pruning of some of the things, or at least maybe getting some help, or maybe, and then part of that might be like with good stuff, it's not all on me. Like there's, like I said, Kyle is there and there's other podcast hosts that help out with some of the stuff with good stuff. So it's not completely on me there, but in terms of Castaways Club and Lemon Productions, those kind of all fall on me. And so that's just part of the deal of running your own business. And also if you set up a community, you're going to be the one who's primarily in charge of it, obviously. And so, but yeah, realizing that it's kind of just too much to do it all well. It's not that it's so hard. It's not like going in the coal mines and having to, you know, scratch out coal for 12 hours a day and then get paid $5. Like it's not like that kind of hardships, but in terms of trying to succeed and do well at what I'm doing, there's just too much. And so some of it has to go, or I need to have some help lifting it. And so that was part of what kind of turned the corner, at least a bit for me with the Castaways Club, is just like, you know, we're talking about raising or lowering the prices per month, just to like try and entice new members, so there's more people, which helps with a community like that, but also like looking to some support from the existing community members that maybe want to step up a bit and help out in some way. And so that's for Castaways Club. For Lemon Productions, I'm not really at the point where I could hire somebody or do anything like that, but it does kind of help me realize areas where I could even have a part-time person who's maybe an intern or whatever, paid intern, but like paid, you know, an intern who's learning some of this kind of stuff. You know, it could work. It's something down the road, because we've just taken on the financial issue of the office. And so I'm not ready to start giving out even more or paying money to someone else to do stuff yet. I don't feel maxed out in terms of my earning potential yet, but I can definitely see that day is coming. So that's where I'm at this Friday. I'd like to be able to do this weekly, and I'm not sure what time of day and day of the week is the best time to commit to doing it, because I want to be intentional and smart about what I commit to. It feels like an end of the week Friday afternoon recording would make the most sense, just because like then I have the week to look back on and recap for myself as well as for you, the listener, and gives the week, you know, everyone a chance during the week to send in questions or comments if they have from previous episodes, and then I can respond on that Friday. But I also know Friday is often the time when I'm trying to like get last minute things done, episodes that didn't get recorded or sound issues or issues with a edit that I have to redo quickly before they go out. And so I'm not sure if Friday afternoon is the best time, but that's kind of like what I'd like to do. And so maybe every Friday at 2 p.m. or something is when I'd record this, and we'll see what happens next Friday. I'm going to set it in my calendar as a thing to do and see if I can commit to doing it, if it's realistic and I can be reliable at doing that. That's it for this episode. You can find all the details for this show on the web at podcast.lemonproductions.ca, including the various ways you can subscribe if you're new to the show. You can reach me on Twitter at iChris, or feel free to send me an email. Chris@lemonproductions.ca is my email there. This episode was written and edited, produced, and mixed by me, Chris Enns. My theme song is from Sounds Like an Earful Music Supply. This episode's lemon food is lemon loaf, which I usually end up getting at Starbucks, and it's probably just a frozen lump of bread shipped from who knows where, but it's still somehow tasty when I eat it. There's a recipe for your own extra moist lemony lemon loaf to make at home. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.